You're listening to SBS News.
Just 2 days before the Pope is due to arrive in Iraq, 10 rockets rain down on a military base housing American troops. Launched by Iran-aligned militia groups, these incidents are becoming increasingly common. Tensions are heightened in Iraq right now, but despite the delicate security situation, Pope Francis is rejecting calls for his trip to be postponed.
Il popolo iracheno ci aspetta. Aspettava San Giovanni Paolo II.
The Iraqi people wait for us, as they waited for Saint Pope John Paul II. His visit was not allowed to take place. The people cannot be let down for a second time. Pray for this trip, that it may happen in the best way possible.
The Pope will be meeting Christian Iraqis who've suffered unthinkable loss. As ISIS fighters advanced through the town of Karakosh in 2014, Mazen Sehemis' 9-year-old son was killed by a mortar. His family had no choice but to flee.
And my father said, tomorrow morning we will leave. After the mass, we go to the cemetery and we go. They said, no, leave everything and go. They left at night.
5 years later, the farmer returned to his hometown, part of a wave of Christians determined to rebuild some of the 2,000 homes destroyed by the extremist militants who took over the region and the airstrikes that eventually drove them out. Father Jorge Yahola is overseeing the reconstruction efforts.
We have this piece of land. We have inherited this small patch of land from our ancestors. If we lose it, we lose our identity. But many won't come back.
Iraq's Christian community numbers around 300,000. That's just 1/5 of the total before 2003. A public square in the heart of Mosul was once home to 4 churches of different denominations and was a meeting point for families. During the reign of Islamic State, it served as the headquarters for their religious police. Father Raid Adel is the only remaining priest in the city.
So this is an important issue, the visit of the Pope to this site that was the central administrative centre of Islamic State. This is where Islamic State said we'll go to Rome, occupy Rome, and cut off the head of the Pope.
The Pope will hold prayers for the victims of war here. The site is slowly being repaired, largely through foreign donations. Anas Sayad works with UNESCO, the United Nations agency dedicated to preserving sites of cultural significance.
As a Muslim, I am first of all proud to be working on the renovation of churches and to work with our Christian brothers and the UNESCO. And of course, the Pope's visit will encourage us to continue working as fast as possible so that we see Christians come back to these places as fast as possible, so that we live together again as we have for centuries.
The trip will include a meeting with Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, who has vast influence over Iraq's Shiite majority. Volunteers have been preparing and in many cases repairing the destinations on the pontiff's itinerary, cleaning up the streets and decorating buildings. Although he's been vaccinated against COVID-19, the number of people who will meet him will be limited. According to Basilos Yaldo, the local coordinator of the visit, 10,000 security forces are being deployed to protect the Vatican delegation.
The Pope's determination to hold this visit is exceptional. Despite the coronavirus pandemic and despite Iraq's security situation and also the infection of the Vatican's ambassador with coronavirus just days before the visit, he is still determined to come. This is a great show of support to this country.
The trip is a risk, but one the 84-year-old Pope deems necessary to show his Iraqi followers who've suffered so greatly that they're not forgotten. Ben Lewis, SBS World News.